Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the Final Four rolling into Scottsdale, Arizona.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Travel Tuesday and Millennial Money. So the Final Four is coming up right now. We're in the middle of the big weekend of basketball. The Sweet 16 and Elite Eight is going on, and the Final Four is coming up next weekend. The championship right after that. Hopefully your brackets are still intact. A lot of the big teams are still in. I didn't see last night if North Carolina won, but I know
they won,
but UCLA lost, and Gonzaga and Kansas are still in it. So if you had UCLA, sorry about that, but Gonzaga is winning right now. Actually, as we record this, that they are. So hopefully your bracket is still in tack right now, or maybe it's in tatters. Who knows? But what we wanted to do on this edition of Travel Tuesday is feature a city that the Final Four is actually going to be in, Scottsdale, Arizona. We actually just came back from there, and that's what kind of inspired us. We said, hey, the Final Four is going to be there in a couple of weeks. We were just there a couple of weeks ago. I've spent a lot of time, or not a lot of time, but a few times in Phoenix here and there. Not a ton of time in Scottsdale. I loved it. We didn't really leave our resort. We stayed at the Omni Resort in Scottsdale, and it is just beautiful. I travel to a lot of hotels, and even other resorts and stuff like that. But this place is just spectacular. The grounds are just awesome. The food everywhere we went was just absolutely amazing. And my favorite part, though, the service. The staff was everywhere. And we were at a conference there. But it wasn't just when we were at the conference. It was anywhere. We're at the pool. We're hanging out. The service was great. The bellman, everywhere was really, really great. And I actually had a story. Somebody told me that they stayed at the hotel and they had a bag and they walked up. And a guy walks up to her at the front desk and says, hey, can I take your bag? And she's like, oh, okay, sure. You're not bellman. He goes, well, I'm one of the marketing guys here, but I can help you. That's just the kind of staff that they have there. And it's really great. And I mean, but you've been to Scottsdale many times.
Yeah. So, you know, first I have to say, like, we drove from Los Angeles to Scottsdale, which it's totally doable. It's like a great, you know, if you're in Southern California and you want to kind of have like a couple day escape and you want to try something a little bit different, Scottsdale is great. Easy drive, about 6 hour drive from Los Angeles. And, you know, we did this drive after we've had months and months of rain in Los Angeles. So, I mean, it was just normally it's just dirt, right? You're in the desert, but there were so many flowers blooming.
You'll see some wildflowers, but there's more than ever right now. And that's a good time right now in Scottsdale to go hiking too.
Exactly. So, you know, there were flowers, the grass was green. I mean, it was really quite an enjoyable 6 hour drive. It went by super fast, I thought. But yeah, I've been going to Scottsdale for many, many years now. It was actually where I kind of first unearthed the tip of, you know, wanting to stay in a luxury property, but not wanting to pay the luxury price. And I think, you know, a lot of times people overlook, you know, like your Ritz-Carlton, your Four Seasons, kind of all of those higher echelon, you know, resorts, because you just automatically think, well, I can't afford it. It's just way too much money. But, you know, my birthday is in July, and yes, it is hotter than, you know, HELL in Scottsdale in July. But there's something about it that I love, right? Because all you do is hang by the pool. And, you know, you get brought kind of frozen grapes and you get mist in your face and you get, you know, smoothies. And so it's a rather enjoyable experience. And then you lay out all day, you have some cocktails, you shower, you get dressed up, you go to dinner and you kind of like rinse and repeat. I mean, but, so I discovered a long time ago that the Four Seasons property in Scottsdale would have these amazing deals over the summer. I mean, I almost felt guilty about how inexpensive the deal was. And so, you know, every summer I would snatch those up and go over there and kind of have a great birthday celebration. There was no rain. It was just hot and beautiful, and you could hike and you could lay by the pool and you could just really enjoy these amazing rooms. And the Omni wasn't there. And so, you know, of course they have some of these same amazing, you know, summer deals. And it's great. It's a great way to go to a super luxury property and to not pay the price, but really feel like you're treating yourself to an experience that, you know, it's like really like Instagram worthy, you know?
Yeah. And also too, Scottsdale and the Phoenix area has really become a destination too. Right now, including the Final Four this coming weekend, it's the transition of spring training leaving all the Major League Baseball teams that are there, and then the Final Four coming in all at the same time in one weekend that they're going to be ending the spring training. But when we were there, there was tons of Cubs fans from Chicago, even though Chicago, you haven't had a really big winter this year. But a lot of people come from winter states to go hang out, go to spring training. This is a good time of year right now to go check out the Final Four. If you're from a cold area, you're like, hey, I want to go to Arizona and do that. But yeah, but like you said, and we're going to talk to one of the people from Experience Scottsdale and talk about so many more resorts have opened up in the last several years. And there's actually two opening up. One, I believe, has already opened and is very shortly going to open. And one's going to open up a little bit later this year that are supposed to be these spectacular properties as well, too, that we're going to talk about.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the point is that, you know, it doesn't matter what your budget is. You know, sometimes maybe you got to look off seasons. In fact, you know, if we're talking about like someplace that you go skiing or someplace like this where there are luxury resorts, like I don't want to pay the peak season price. Like even if I have it in my budget, there's just something in me that paying like
$500 or $600 a night is, it's tough for me to swallow. But, you know, so if you find these places that you really want to go to, you know, look at the off seasons or look right around the off seasons. And I guarantee you, you can find deals 30, 40, 50%, sometimes even more off the price. And so it makes it really approachable. And Scottsdale is that. I mean, it does have a winter. They do, you know, get cold. They do get rain kind of later in the summer. But, you know, they have kind of 3-4 months in the fall, 3-4 months in the spring where the weather is amazing. And it's just a great resort getaway place to go.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. It's definitely a destination we want to go back, you know, especially because you want to go check out spring training, right? You really love practice baseball.
No, I am admittedly not a baseball fan. Basketball, you have me all day long.
College football, you can do, you love
college too. College football, yes.
Yes, but not so much baseball, no. Let alone if it's a practice game.
No.
But like I said, it is a great location that people from winter states. But also, like I said, for us, it's an easy drive or an easy flight. And we definitely want to go check out these places. We definitely want to go back to the Omni and then some of the properties that we're going to mention in this episode. We'll go, actually, that one sounds really cool.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIn in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
But first up, we're actually going to talk about the Omni Scottsdale, the Omni Scottsdale Resort and Spa at Montelucia. Yes, there you go. But this resort is actually really at the base of Camelback Mountain, and you could actually go hike, like you walk right out the door at the back door, I believe, there, and they have a couple different trails that will take you up to Camelback.
Yeah, and girls listening to this podcast, you will seriously have some bathroom envy after you go stay at the Omni. I mean, the bathroom is, I don't often talk about bathrooms, but this is one that you need to talk to. I mean, there is probably a whole wall that it is shower and just a humongous tub, soaking tub that you can soak in. I mean, it's just...
And all the rooms are the casitas, right?
Yeah, it's casitas. So you have kind of your own balcony where there's, you know, chairs you can hang out on. We had a fan over us in the balcony.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just...
And the tub?
A
sunken tub.
Tub is just, I mean...
With the jets too, right? With the jacuzzi jets, yeah.
The whole bathroom is just, I mean, you could spend your whole time in the bathroom, dare I say.
Yeah, and what I and we'll talk about this too, but they also have two different pools, one a family pool and one an adult pool, which was a lot more relaxed, but you can get food there, you can get drinks there, and just relax and take your time and just soak in some sun and some pool time. But first we talked with Chloe Dake from the Omni Scottsdale Resort. Chloe, well, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks.
Well, tell us about the Omni Scottsdale Resort, and just tell us a little bit about the property.
So we're located at the base of Camelback Mountain, which is a very distinguishable mountain in the Paradise Valley, Scottsdale area. We're kind of reminiscent of a small Andalusian village with tons of floral walkways and fountains. We have our three pools, all of which have incredible views of the mountain that's right behind the property. We have two residential suites, which are amazing getaways. They're almost like homes. And they're in the center property. There's two different restaurants you can dine at, whether it's Centro or Prado, our signature restaurant. And then there's also food offerings at the spa as well. So lots of things to do and see when you're on property.
Well, I really like how you guys have, a family pool, which is really big. And then you also have a more of a quieter at times adult pool as well.
Definitely. We like to make that separation because we do have a lot of couples and romantic getaways, and we want to be able to give them a space to kind of have that peaceful retreat. But at the same time, we want to be able to cater to those guests that want to be a little louder and enjoy the music and have their kids splashing around. So we really like to have that kind of separation just so we can tailor to every sort of guest that wants to join us.
Yeah. Tell us a little about the restaurants you have there. All the food was really, really awesome there.
Well, we have Prado, our signature restaurant. It has more of a Spanish-inspired cuisine. We really like to bring everything in locally from all of our local farms. What's really neat about Prado is that we have a wood-fired display kitchen. So you'll have the chefs out there when you're dining in front of the fire, creating those tapas right in front of your face, which is just creates a really unique atmosphere. And then on the other hand, we have Central, which is more of our lounge with a 9-panel media display wall. So it's perfect for watching any kind of sports action, whether it's Final Four, football season becomes really popular. It's a great kind of atmosphere next to the pool to be able to grab cocktails for the pool, come in, watch the game, be able to go back out to the pool. And then last, we have our Joya Terrace, which has more of a health conscious spa cuisine. It is part of the spa, so you do have to be a spa guest with us, but it has more of your salads and wraps and health food options, but you can also find a burger there as well if you're looking to indulge.
Well, and I didn't get a chance to get to the spa, but I heard it's really great. Tell us a little bit about the spa and what kind of things they offer there.
Yes, we call it the jewel of our property. It's a 31,000 square foot spa. We like to boast that we're home to Arizona's only hammam experience, which is a really unique experience where you go in a tiled room that has heated seats. It addresses all of your body's pressure points. And then after that, we kind of give a black soap scrub with a Costa cloth.
Nice.
And then you follow it up with the steam, the whirlpool, sauna, cold deluge. It's a really unique experience, and you can add it on to any of the spa treatments. And then something our guests really like with the spa is that not only do you have access to all the amenities like the sauna and steam room, but we also have a private pool for our spa guests, which is located on the terrace. So it provides sweeping views of the Camelback Mountain and then the property itself. So it's a really unique space, and it's really a retreat and a getaway and a place to kind of recenter and refocus yourself.
Yeah, I mean, and it really is, even wherever you kind of go on the property, it's a really beautiful setting with Camelback Mountain as the backdrop there.
Yes, we like to boast that we have some of the best views of Camelback because it's right in our backyard.
Right. Is it easy to get out and hike to Camelback as well?
Yeah, we're actually kind of in a prime location for hiking Camelback because it's just a short walk down the side of the road to the base of the mountain. And for the parking is kind of tight sometimes because it is such a destination in the valley.
Yeah.
So our guests can kind of walk straight to the mountain and do a little 2-hour hike. But I will note that it is a more difficult hike, but it's totally worth it when you get to the top. Amazing views, amazing sights. And it's kind of rewarding because it's a little workout too.
Right. Exactly. What are you guys expecting for the Final Four coming up soon? Do you have anything big special planned at the resort?
Yeah, we're expecting a lot of local traffic joining us. Like I said earlier, our Centro is a great place to kind of watch the games with that 9-panel media display. So we have some special going on during the Final Four with buffalo chicken tacos and some coconut shrimp and just a lot of kind of game day favorites. And that's going to be in Centro, so you can bring a group of friends and be able to watch it on the TV and then hang out by the pool and just enjoy all property has to offer. So we have a lot of guests in-house that week, and we really are kind of a destination as well. So we're expecting a lot of foot traffic from that.
Why is Scottsdale such a great escape for anybody? Even if it's a staycation, if you're in, you know, the local Phoenix area or people come into Scottsdale.
We think Scottsdale is great probably for the weather that we have. Most of the year, the weather is ideal. Sometimes of the year when it's snowing other places, we don't have that. We right. have the warm weather. You're pretty much always going to be able to have a pool day here with majority of sunshine days. So that's our kind of number one selling point is that sunshine atmosphere, the pools. But what's also great about Scottsdale is its proximity to everything. We're not always immediately thought of as a large dining place, but once you get here, you realize everything Scottsdale has to offer. And there's tons of nightlife and there's tons of great places to eat. And all of it's really easy to get to and it's really accessible, which is really nice for anyone who wants to visit.
Yeah, awesome. And so where can we find the Omni Scottsdale Resort online?
You can find us at omnimontelucia.com. And that's MONTELUCIA.com for Monta Lucia.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you having us.
All right. So now that we all want to kind of like rush out to Omni, who do we have next up talking to us about Scottsdale?
Well, we spoke with Jennifer Duffy, who is from Experience Scottsdale. And we talked about all the events that's coming up. That's going to be in Scottsdale for the Final Four, of course, coming up this weekend. We also talked about the outdoor activities, the amazing food scene that is really, really growing there. There's a lot of farm-to-table places around the area, as well as the bar scene and the wine tasting has just really exploded, and winemaking in the area has really exploded, as well as the new resorts that are coming up and the existing resorts as well. So we talk with Jennifer Duffy from Experience Scottsdale. Okay, well, Jen, well, thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So the Final Four is headed to Scottsdale this year. And so what kinds of cool events are going to be happening around the city?
Well, if you're not actually at the game, I think that the bar scene in downtown Scottsdale is definitely the place to be. I mean, even on a night where there isn't a game, it's the place to be.
Yeah.
But checking out places like Craft 64, which is craft beer from all around Arizona, or another beer bar, Wasted Grain, there's definitely going to be a ton of energy in all of the bars in downtown Scottsdale, and it's really walkable, or you can ride a golf cart between bars if you don't want to walk. But I think being in downtown Scottsdale is going to be the vibe and the scene for the Final Four this year.
That's great. I mean, and it's a really kind of great area and a good time of year for people to head out there, especially if you're from a cold area.
Right. Depending upon what teams are there, right. Yeah, it might be great for you. It's gorgeous this time of year, and I think that's what draws people here. And then once they're here, they realize there's so much more to do because the weather's so great.
Yeah, well, and also too, you got the tail end of spring training wrapping up, and then the Final Four all within the same weekend or so.
Yeah, it's going to be a big, big week. Yeah, we've got Giants fans roaming outside my office right now.
You know what? There's actually a lot of them. I saw a lot of Cubs and Giants fan when I was there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of orange, a lot of blue. Yep, it's really great. It's great energy for the town. We love it.
Yeah.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet.
Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
So what other kinds of really great getaway stuff is there to do in Scottsdale these days?
You would be remiss if you did not hike while you were here. One of the things that is so cool about Scottsdale and that we're really proud of is that the city has really made a big investment in natural preserves. So the McDowell Sonoran Preserve, which is just kind of northwest of downtown, is 30,000 acres, like something like 47 square miles of trails for hiking and mountain biking. And this time of year is wildflower season. So it's you know, some of the most Instagrammable moments of your life are happening right now in Scottsdale. So I would say hiking and mountain biking, you've definitely got to get outside and enjoy the weather and enjoy the beautiful scenery. And if you're not a hiker or mountain biker, maybe you're a little more key. I think one of those like benchmark experiences is to do a hot air balloon ride. Arizona, the Southwest is a beautiful spot to do that. And hot air expeditions and rainbow riders both do champagne brunches after the hot air balloon ride. So nice. you get all worked up, excited, and you get to see these beautiful views. And then you come down, have a big toast and kind of enjoy that, you know, you made it down and you got to see this beautiful scenery. So I would highly recommend a hot air balloon ride while you're here. And then I think shopping, exploring downtown, we have really great museums. The Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art is world class. And then one of our newer museums, Western Spirit, really gives you a sense of the Southwest. So if you're coming in for the Final Four from, you know, the Midwest or the East Coast, and you don't know a lot about Arizona, Western Spirit's a great way to kind of orient yourself, not only to Scottsdale, but to Arizona and learn about the history of the Native American people and the pioneers. So that's a great one too.
Yeah, on our you mentioned the wildflowers thing. I've never seen it that beautiful from Los Angeles to Arizona in this many. It's really great right now. It's kind of a perfect time. So yeah,
I think there are super blooms popping up right now. Yeah. Too, which is really great. Take advantage of it while you're here. I'll say that.
Right. So when we stayed at the Omni Resort when we were there a few weeks ago, but there's a lot of really other great luxury properties in the area in Scottsdale. Tell us about some of those, like the highlights of some of the best places.
There are, and I heard you had a great time at Omni. That's such a beautiful property right at the base of Camelback Mountain. All of our resorts are beautiful. We're known worldwide as a resort destination, so you really can't go wrong with what you choose. Classics like Four Seasons at Troon North, or Omni Scottsdale Resort where you were, the Sanctuary, the Phoenician. We also have new resorts that have just come online this year and even this month. And I think that's something that maybe your listeners haven't heard about. The Andaz Scottsdale Resort opened about a month ago.
Oh, cool.
Andaz, if you're familiar, is a design-oriented brand. The Andaz Scottsdale is a mid-century modern building that was renovated, or actually they're like casitas, like bungalows.
Yeah.
And they partnered with a local arts community to do the art package in the hotel rooms and also in the lobby. And then they worked on programming. So you can meet artists, make art, they have yoga. They're so well entrenched in the Scottsdale community. That's a really cool new addition to the Scottsdale Resort portfolio. And then not quite open yet, opening, gosh, I think it's next week, is the Mountain Shadows Resort, which is also on that backside of Camelback Mountain. And it's another mid-century property. It's a sister property to the Hotel Valley Ho, which is an iconic hotel in downtown Scottsdale. And Mountain Shadows is basically, it was a golf resort, golf and tennis club in the, you know, historically. And it's coming back with a short course. It's an 18-hole par 3. You can play 9 holes if you want a really short course. And it's got a great bar. It's got a great restaurant, amazing views of the valley from, you know, that spot tucked right up under Camelback Mountain.
Right.
And it's got a really cool modern vibe, which I know makes sense from a millennial appeal. You know, that design and architecture component of, you want a hotel room that looks good, right? It's Instagrammable. So both of those properties meet that standard.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's not, there's like so many great choices.
There really are. And they're really diverse. As you've been here, you know, you can go from, you know, really grand, you know, resorts to, you know, a great little inn, bespoke inn in downtown Scottsdale, which is quaint and charming and very small. So we've kind of got something for everybody.
Right. Awesome. Well, I also heard that the food scene, we didn't get the chance to get to so many great restaurants that in the area, but the food scene has really kind of bloomed there in Scottsdale. Tell us about some of the really great places to go check out.
You were so well fed at Omni.
And actually the food is excellent there. Like any place you go is really good.
Yeah. It's definitely a food town. You know, food has become something that we, you know, that's entertainment, right?
You're
so
exactly.
As I think as, you know, food became more prominent in American culture, the spirit of the Southwest has always been to kind of pave the way forward and look for opportunity. And I think chefs from around the country and, you know, farmers and chefs who were kind of locally in Arizona sought out that opportunity to be creative and to create restaurants that fit what was going on the bigger national scene. So what, you know, one of the spots that I think really speaks to that is F&B in downtown Scottsdale. They have an amazing wine program. They just opened F&Bar, F&BAR, very clever. And it's a cider bar. They're doing ciders from around the world.
Oh, cool.
And then the wine program changes with themes and regions from around the world. So it's a really charming small bar connected to the restaurant, which is farm to table, Arizona produce, very vegetable driven. The chef's nickname is Veggie. And it's just really well done Arizona locally sourced food that's environmentally friendly and really well executed. So that's on the scene. I think from the Scottsdale food scene, if you have food, you have to have wine. Scottsdale, we're really excited in the last couple of years, wine tasting rooms have been popping up in downtown Scottsdale.
That's cool.
Arizona just a few years ago, had less than 25 wineries and we're now at over 100.
Wow. That's a big jump
Scottsdale,
there.
Right. Yeah, I know. And it's award-winning wine. Yeah. So downtown Scottsdale, we've seen a few tasting rooms pop up. Carlson Creek Vineyard now has a Scottsdale tasting room. That's relatively new within the last year. LDB Winery is there. Aridus Wine Company is there. So, you know, while you're having a dining experience, you can also kind of walk around downtown Scottsdale, see art galleries, do wine tasting. It's all right there.
Nice. Well, where else can you, are there any other newer restaurants in the area as well, too?
Yeah, one of the hot new restaurants is called The Fat Ox, and it's from Chef Matt Carter, who you might know. His restaurants, The Mission and The House Brasserie in downtown Scottsdale. It's got an Italian flair. It's a steakhouse. There's a really great chef leading it up under Matt Carter's menu guidance. Her name's Rochelle, and it's just really well executed. It's very close to the Andaz, the new hotel that we just talked about, and that's one of the ones that's on everybody's hot list right now in Scottsdale. So if you're looking for something that's new, I would definitely recommend the Fat Ox.
Well, anything with fat in it too, also sounds like a great restaurant. Yeah, right? Too. I always like those kind of names. Or anything with a cow or a pig too.
I know your taste now.
Exactly. But I heard you mentioned wine tasting and some other places. I heard there's a lot of really great places to grab a cocktail. What are some of the places that we want to go to in Scottsdale?
We definitely like our drinking, whether you like beer, wine, or spirits. We've got it all. Counterintuitive, it comes to mind right off the top of the bat. It's in downtown Scottsdale. It's this really creative concept from Jason Asher, who is a well-known Scottsdale mixologist, and there's a much bigger team around it as well. And the theme of the bar and the menu, including the decor, changes. Right now it's bemusement, but you've got some of, the nation's top mixologists mixing cocktails right here in downtown Scottsdale, and they've put their passion and their creativity into an entire concept that changes, several times a year. So there's always something new. It's always got a line. I would say plan ahead, find their Instagram, their Facebook, and text for a reservation. Let them know you're coming. It's not a huge space. It's got kind of this dark speakeasy kind of feel. Yeah. We definitely have like the bigger clubs, the bigger bars, but if you want something a little more intimate and you want a cocktail that has a lot of thought and creativity put into it, Counterintuitive is your space.
Nice. So lastly, why is Scottsdale, you think, a really great millennial destination to go away for a getaway, weekend or a week in Scottsdale?
That's a great question. I think it's because it's this perfect blend of this urban setting in downtown Scottsdale with, luxury resorts and dining and shopping. But then you also have within, as close as 5 minutes away on Camelback Mountain, or maybe 15 minutes away to other trails, you've got immediate access to the outdoors. So you've got this great, countryside, mountain biking, hiking, whatever you want to get out and experience the world. But then you also have all the sophistication of an urban environment in downtown. And so that makes a great weekend, at least for me anyways, get up in the morning, go hiking, and then go to brunch. So it's all right here. And I think that makes a lot of sense for a millennial audience.
And you guys also have, not too far away, there's a lot of, you can even go stand up paddle boarding and places and things like that too, right?
You can kayak the Salt River, horseback riding. It's all here and it's all within a few minute drive. If you wanted to stay in downtown Scottsdale, honestly, you could check into a hotel and never touch your car too. Right. So there's that. And I think, finding the beauty of the Sonoran Desert is what draws people here. And then there's just so much more to discover in terms of dining and resorts and activities. It keeps people coming back.
Well, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you in Scottsdale next time.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Okay. So hopefully now you really want to run out to Scottsdale, maybe even this weekend, maybe even go to the Final Four. And hopefully your bracket, like we said, is intact. And for those that are, good luck. Our team, the Indiana Hoosiers, didn't even make the tournament again. They even fired their coach. Hopefully we're going to get a better coach. Maybe that coach from UCLA. Maybe he just wants to leave. I'm thinking he does. So anyway, good luck with your brackets for this weekend. If your bracket is still intact, and go whoever you want to win.
Yes, exactly. And remember, if you do happen to win your bracket, which I think is pretty miraculous given what has happened in the playoff thus far, but if you do win your bracket, remember to put that money to good use, right? Take a little bit of it, have some fun, and put the rest of it to good use. So as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game and Instagram at millennial_money.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.